so.
Ashley Estes method. Front corner.
Rachel, is this
just
you?
Just hearing
up here?
Like faint, I don't want to say screams, but like every once in a while it's just like a. I don't know how to explain it, but.
No, it's okay. Yeah, like I said, I feel like it's kind of like sad. I feel like he's sad and trying to. You know, use that energy, but not for a good way.
Who are you hiding from?
Like,
calm.
Maybe us being over this corner is
for her. Feeling that way for so long.
Really?
Yeah.
That he's been trying that.
I know my headache's going away.
Are you feeling calm?
You
that we're over here.
What are you? Are you feeling?
Just hold your head.
It's still there a little bit, but it's not as
long. If someone would like to speak to us, you can communicate through this device.
Yeah.
She can hear you.
Yeah.
How fast is it scanning?
Fairly quick. It's if I do it too much faster, it's going to be hard to, like, everything will come through super quick.
Well, I was just thinking, do you knock it, like, go a little bit slower?
Yeah, I can knock it slower.
Can you just try to
do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, I go ahead and try it. If she's not hearing too much, let it go that fast. I'm like,
heavy
fast for him.
Water, like, I feel like they hear footsteps a lot. Like, he kind of drags his feet almost a little bit.
You slow it down a little bit? Are you okay?
I'm not hearing anything, but just the feeling is like pure terror and just like scared and just.
Do you feel like it's you feeling that or do you feel like it's her feeling that?
I feel like it's her. But like, that's weird. And it's almost like I feel like I, like kind of what you were saying, like she's just crouched back here and doesn't want to talk. Like she's literally, she is terrified. Like purely terrified.
Yeah, you just went off full red.
Pure.
I'm not sure if it's.
Is it the head
something
like
in the building, or if it's
the building? Like,
do you feel like it is the building?
I felt like what she was feeling.
And that tracks with what exactly what I was
like. It
just
cowered.
Yeah, because like I was like just sitting here, and I basically like felt kind of like I was hurt in a way.
Okay. Like channeling.
Like. It's seriously, like, I picture her sitting there, just literally, like, crouched over.
Can you see what color hair she has?
I want to say she's dark hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she's in, like, some kind of dress.
Uh-huh. What color?
I felt like he was kind of,
like a really light color.
I'm getting yellow in my eyes.
I was going to say, I don't want to say white,
yellow
but really,
like I was
feeling
ivory.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, like, an
like
off-white.
I see that pastel, yeah. Like it,
but she,
terrible.
Like, just the way that I was feeling, like, my heart started pounding. I felt just, like, I wanted to just tower.
Yeah, I think she's terrified.
She, yeah, that's...
And I think it's because of this possessive energy that I have over here.
Yeah.
Like, I think that...
Yeah.
What?
One of the things that she sees from over here is she feels like there's a man that's coming in, being, like, kind of smothering the energy, and I don't know what's in
I was gonna say I wasn't it, and it almost like when I was saying there was like screaming, it wasn't. It was like a high pitched, just like I want to say a scream, but it wasn't.
Would it be almost like a whimper? Like she's like kind of.
Maybe. It was just. It was like. I wasn't necessarily hearing much, but I was feeling
We did the last summer.
It definitely. She's not wanting to talk.
Yeah.
She is scared to death. And I felt whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like it made me scared.
Yeah.
Like at first I wanted to just rip. Everything. Yeah. But I'm like, no, like I want to, you know, like keep feeling it. And she's scared. She's trapped. She does not want to talk.
Yeah.
Something is keeping her here, and she's scared to death.
Yeah.
Really, those two words I get back to back are calm and tranquility. Like it's trying to.
It's a thing over here.
That noise was him.
Can I sit more towards the middle?
Where are you?
Try it, yeah.
Here, do you want to hold it?
Yeah.
Go where you're comfortable.
Do you want the chair anywhere else, or do you just want to sit on the floor?
I'm going to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
That's the last
one. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I feel like taking that curve makes me feel bigger.
We actually were talking about we wish we could have food before we came because neither of us have eaten anything either. Did I say mama?
Mama. I'm a mama too.
Yes, I can.
But
13
is now.
That's
us. You okay? Yeah, something just touched my neck. Something. I don't know, it just like fluttered. Like fingers.
Yeah. Interesting.
Did
somebody's keys just jingle?
Yeah,
that
was mine.
Okay, sorry.
You realize they thought us all
from
this corner except for
the
one person?
Yep.
You good? Yeah, I'm good.
Jordan.
We got the name Jordan over there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were picking up on Jordan.
Yeah,
everybody. And if it says Jesse, Tina,
is it Push?
Bush.
So
she's on the class, so we can ask her questions.
Sounds like a man's voice.
And then it said again, I think.
Again, you can underline.
Also, what we were getting over there now it kind of makes a bit more sense to me, mm-hmm. is that they were saying triangle, and I feel like 1, 2, 3 places are all this big interlocking triangle.
Somebody
touched my neck.
Somebody just pushed on the top of the headphones. And there was a very, very faint noise.
I feel like I can't have my bag
today. So the voices
are
coming through my computer.
What?
Cold?
Cold.
There's
like a cold air.
Holy shit, my...
So after listening, one way to make sure that we're continuing to ask questions, they're only going to respond.
Ellie and Jordan.
So as you put that back on, when you're comfortable, if you're comfortable,
who are two Shane's friends that have messaged
you
with us?
Is there a way that you want us to go about it?
Now, he said I had a hard life.
Okay, so we can let you know that, like, hey, we're going to come on your shoulder and give you a squeeze, and you're going to know that that's us, okay? So you're going to know that that's us. I mean, that's happened to Derek before. That someone has come and I tapped him on the shoulder.
I was thinking, do you want to put on a driver or a reminder?
It's a weird. Do you have the moment still? Is it my best bet?
It's squeezing.
Look, it's trying to drag us from this corner. I won't move.
Yeah, that can happen. Yeah. So you're just gonna whatever comes through clearly, you just spit it out.
What's it
that you're asking questions as
it's going to be
and it's gonna be a total gibberish to you, and that's totally okay.
I know, but the ground is
1.7.
I feel more relaxed, and I think
she's like under, hiding behind.
Whenever you're ready.
Clark.
Whatever she says, doesn't matter if it makes sense or not, you just take it, and whatever comes to your mind, you take that through and you keep on going, okay?
That flashlight hasn't gone off.
All right.
Off you go.
Listen to
Ashley.
This.
Ashley. All right. Ashley here has her headphones on. If you are able to speak, you can speak through this device that she has, and Ashley's going to tell us exactly what you're trying to say. Okay, we're going to start asking you some questions. Able to speak through Ashley, that would be great. Do we have anybody here? I know you touched Ashley a minute ago. Are you the little girl?
God, it feels cold around me. This corner is? Are you looking at the temperature?
63.2.
Go that way. What's it? What is it that way?
You can communicate to this device that Ashley has on the head. We'll be able to hear you. Is there anything you want to tell us? Can you give us a name?
Nah. It says I know you.
I just heard a broad,
really cold.
It feels very cold in this corner.
It felt like whatever it was annoyed.
Just like kind of like a gust, like.
Are you annoyed that we are here?
Interesting.
Okay. It's weird to say, but I feel like I can't leave. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to be staying.
Like a guardian over here.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm meant to be right here.
Mm-hmm. Who's keeping you here?
I don't know if feel like I'm being, like, drawn here, like, asked to be here.
By who?
Are you angry that we are here?
It's not her. She doesn't have control here. Who's asking you to be here?
Walker.
It's definitely not him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Music.
Do you feel like that's an intuition?
Are you beside
her? Actually, like, I just feel like...
Oh, Jesus.
I lost coming in your lap. I'm so sorry.
I really like moving.
Cory, really.
The chair just, like, got pulled and, like, broke.
It got pulled.
Yeah, I was sitting on it, and, like, I felt something suddenly, like, jab on it. And the legs broke on it.
Yeah, I was
going
to do all
chest or something?
Well, that's one way to get you to stand up.
Yeah.
So
I was like, no, you're gonna.
Well, it was weird. Like, I started getting, like, anxiety, and then it felt like something, like, tugged, but the chairs rusted.
Can I try to sit there?
Yeah, if you want to.
Broken.
It's like.
Is it a little
broken? Did it really just break?
Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, it just broke?
Yeah, it was fine the entire time I was sitting in it, but the legs were super rusted out.
Krisha's on the chair.
Like, it was literally, I was just fine sitting in it the whole time.
1.3?
Yeah.
Really? It just, like...
Do I scare you? No.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
And then mine said...
What is it?
It said, do I scare you?
Maybe it was her. She was
yeah,
like,
it's
oh,
called
I
spirit talker.
I don't think so. I think it was him trying to get him out of the corner.
Yeah.
So I think we really need to, like, think about what is keeping, what makes you feel like you need, because like I said, it's not her. She doesn't have any control here. It's not him. He hasn't been able to pull you away.
That is
so
true.
What is making...
At one point in time, I was the only person over here.
It just
here.
Said, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
As we were talking about what's keeping you here. I'm a woman.
What has designated you as her protector for these 2 hours?
It's true.
What has decided that you are that you are to take on that role? Because you have not really. You guys
no,
were
I've
over
been,
there for a bit,
yeah.
But once you came over to this corner, you
haven't
left.
Yeah.
What does that feel like for you?
I don't know.
Stop it.
I'm not gonna lie, I was getting okay.
I was getting like a literal
like
red.
It doesn't being like provoked.
What I was gonna say was I was getting a feeling of being almost irritated. She kept asking me why I was like the protector over here.
You've been pushed here, like almost like shoved almost like by the stairs or down the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Right, because there's no reason.
The man, like yeah.
Do you take on people's emotions?
Yes.
You take on his emotions?
He's extraordinarily empathetic.
Okay.
Extraordinarily. He's your act in the room.
Am I?
A little bit. Or you're quiet. And you're being
it's
quiet.
It's weird because, there's definitely something trying to
get it's interesting that you got
that
agitation whenever I started calling on that line of
absolutely.
Communication, right? So, like, what? Whose emotions are you picking up there?
It's insane.
And it's
that's interesting,
Isn't that interesting?
That's crazy.
I
guess that's the name of something or someone.
Gail?
You can look it up on your phone, see what it says.
Erica?
Yeah, I just heard laughing like all around.
I don't want to
turn
my phone.
What's this called? Like
spirit talker?
So the key question.
I don't want to turn off airplane mode, so I don't want to.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So that's something that I always
what?
I'm like
it's just
like
it's
right?
A
minor
like,
error,
just a light we can change and adjust for anything.
Yeah. And so sometimes whenever I'm in an area and I'm feeling undue agitation or feeling undue whatever, it's because I'm taking on the emotions of whatever I've connected within that space.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying, like, if you're feeling that, like, let's start, like, for example, great example. One of the first investigations I did with these guys, we had somebody else who came along the investigation, and the guy that was in the basement was very agitated.
Okay.
And I remember at one point, this guy was asking questions, and I physically was rolling my eyes at him while he's at me. I never rolled my eyes at a person in my life.
It's a fax.
I was taking on the agitation of that guy that was standing there. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're
that
feeling.
That makes sense, yeah.
Right? So almost if you're an empathetic person, if you're presenting as well, and you're pooling those emotions, if you're on there, like, most empaths are, right? Like, you're going to feel, you have a, there's a,
instead
the way that my counselor said it, there is a much more fluid boundary between your emotions.
Wow.
Others means are, yeah, there's a much, like, more fluid boundary between your emotions and the emotions of others, right? Like, there's not that solid wall. Your emotions are going to flow in and take on others. So if you're feeling an emotion, it's because you are most likely connected with something out here.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So think about that.
I feel like my taste is clammy, and I feel like I was channeling keeping you guys away from her. Do you think that could have been like that? Maybe at one point in time I was like, you're just like that energy of her being isolated.
I feel like you've taken her protector, whoever her protector is, has dubbed you her protector for this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she mentioned her mom at one point, and this little girl feeling connected to her mom, maybe her mother's spirit is telling you, like, you need to protect my daughter.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to freaking leave. This dude is doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to be a barrier to my child.
Yeah.
Whoever has decided that she needs to be protected, you're changing that person.
Okay.
You're channeling somebody that's connected. Not necessarily, may not be somebody that's down here.
Gotcha.
But I think that it's somebody that's
creature.
Oh, creature?
This was
creature?
My home.
Creature.
Are you to the right behind us?
Oh, it said, why are you here in the Legion?
That's not like Legion. Legion's not a
fun. I need to turn this up, so you have to turn yourself too so we can hear.
What's your feeling from that? What are you thinking?
I feel like
I'm reaching out.
Just picking it up, that's all.
I was like, what in the world
you
is that?
Game. That chair got pulled out from under me and broke.
It did.
Did it really?
Yeah.
It actually sat there. I sat there for
look at the
30,
legs. You
were there
for
30
like
minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah. And then what happened? They came up on the thing. There was.
It said sitting.
And then, wasn't it like something about, did I scare you or something like
it
that?
It said mine said
did I scare
you.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Did
I scare
you?
Yeah, that's how
it
is.
I don't see any. Maybe there's something upstairs?
Stuff.
Because it's just the floor grab almost.
I think whatever's here is fine now.
Yeah, yes.
It does feel like it's starting to
soft over here.
Yeah, it feels a lot lighter in here.
This doesn't feel like. I feel like that whole thing was like inky feeling. And I feel like that's not there anymore.
What if it covered it for that pipe?
I think someone hooked it. It's like.
That's crazy. I sat in that chair for that long, and I was sitting there, and it literally felt like it
was. And you didn't shift or anything.
No.
Like, I was watching you.
I
Hey Dan, is this your recorder? It's still recording. I haven't turned it off.